next on the 5 o'clock report.
It's unlikely we're going to have witnesses.
It is the normalization of lawlessness.
And they've been pleading for help.
I've heard
drug overdose deaths declined.
Democracy begins in Iowa.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Global emergency. Good afternoon. Welcome aboard. Yeah, that's what the World Health Organization said today about coronavirus. Russia, Mongolia, North Korea have all closed their borders with China to try and stop the spread of the disease, which has killed nearly 200 people now and infected thousands more. Correspondent Raymond Innocencia is in Beijing.
Villages have started to physically block themselves off from the capital, using mounds of soil to barricade roads. People are even standing guard to keep outsiders from coming in.
And for the first time in America, there's been person-to-person transmission of the disease. The husband of a Chicago woman who has the virus caught it from her, and that brings to six the total number of cases here. The CDC's Dr. Robert Redfield.
The full picture of how easy and how sustainable this virus can spread is unclear.
Worldwide, coronavirus has showed up in 18 countries now. Another day of Q&A, the question and answer session of President Trump's impeachment trial should wrap up in the U.S. Senate soon. House Manager Adam Schiff calls the defense case the normalization of lawlessness.
President Trump must be removed from office because of his ongoing abuse of power. Threatens the integrity of the next election.
But White House attorney Pat Cipollone says Democrats don't trust the American people, and that's why they're dragging this out.
They want to slow it down and take up the election year and continue this political charade. It's also wrong.
Tomorrow, the Senate should vote on whether to call witnesses. Mark Thiessen with the Washington Post.
I think it's unlikely we're going to have witnesses because I think the Senate is waking up to the fact that they've been set up by the House.
If witnesses are not called, the president could be acquitted before the week is out. The first nominating contest in the 2020 race for president takes place in just a few more days. It's the Iowa caucuses.
Democracy begins in Iowa.
More from correspondent Jim Krasula.
How important is the outcome of next Monday night's caucuses? Iowans have chosen the Democratic Party's eventual presidential nominee every time since 1996. The Iowa caucuses have been the first in the nation voting in presidential campaigns since 1976.
Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg are the only major candidates getting face time with the voters in Iowa. That's because the impeachment trial has forced the others to remain in Washington, off of the campaign trail. For the first time since Sunday's deadly helicopter crash, we are hearing from the widow of Kobe Bryant. Here's correspondent Dave Begno.
She said, "I'm not sure what our lives hold beyond today, and it is impossible to imagine life without them. But we wake up each day trying to keep pushing, because Kobe and our baby girl Gigi are shining on us to light the way."
For the first time in 4 years, life expectancy is up in this country. The opioid epidemic had sent the numbers on a downward spiral, but the numbers are changing, says Robert Anderson at the CDC.
Drug overdose deaths declined slightly from 2017 to 2018 by 4.6%. That's the first decline that we've seen in the number of drug overdose deaths in 28 years.
Cancer deaths were also down last year, but there was an increase in suicides and deaths from the flu. GM bringing back the Hummer with a few changes. Jeff Gilbert in Detroit.
Hummer returns as an electric GMC pickup with 1,000 horsepower. Auto Trader analyst Michelle Krebs says GM has to show loyalists that an electric pickup is special.
They want power and they want capability. That isn't what we've really known electric vehicles for.
GM will run an ad for the new Hummer, reportedly featuring LeBron James, in the second quarter of the Super Bowl. Jeff Gilbert, Detroit.
Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, why so many are leaving New York. Third graders send love letters and the downside to marijuana use.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your family life weather forecast. Eric Call, for the night tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies, low temperatures mainly 20s. Tomorrow, rather cloudy skies, could be a flurry or even a sprinkle in areas near Lake Erie later in the day. High temperatures in the 30s. Saturday, and for that matter Sunday, cloudy with a bit of snow or flurries, maybe a little drizzle or some sprinkles, with high temperatures in the 30s and the lower 40s. It turns milder early next week, only to turn colder again with some snow later next week.
All right, Kevin, thank you. Checking the headlines from New York and Pennsylvania. Standoff with New York troopers on Route 8 in the town of Deposit last night ended with one fatality. Cops shot and killed a man who fired on them. Troopers responding to reports of a suicidal man with a weapon. After several hours of negotiations, the subject fired his weapon at the troopers, who returned fire and struck him fatally. New study shows a concerning uptick in automobile accidents in states where recreational marijuana is legal.
We saw 150% increase in marijuana-impaired driving deaths on the road in Colorado since legalization. That doubled in Washington State. It's gone up everywhere that's legalized marijuana.
Luke Niferatos with Smart Approaches to Marijuana.
Dozens and dozens of states have rejected legalization across the country over the last 3 years or so. Only two states have legalized in the last 2 years.
He says marijuana legalization's created a whole new generation of drug addicts.
The addiction rate among youth has skyrocketed. It's now 1 in 5 youth who use marijuana in the last month are going to become addicted to marijuana. So the addiction rate is exploding.
Niferatos predicting that recreational marijuana will fail this year in New York.
People do not want another big tobacco in New York. They don't want, you know, cookies and candies laced with marijuana being sold all around the state like it is in Colorado.
Recreational marijuana now legal in 11 states. Two New York state lawmakers want to lower the legal limit for drunk driving. Assemblyman Felix Ortiz and Senator John Liu argue a lower blood alcohol content limit will mean safer roads in New York.
We're not trying to be Puritans here. It's still okay to have a drink or two.
The lawmakers argue that countries like Canada, France, and Germany that have lower drunk driving limits see fewer drunk driving crashes. More than 40% of Pennsylvania's registered voters believe that President Trump has done a good enough job to deserve re-election. That poll, commissioned today by Franklin and Marshall College, found 41% of registered voters support the re-election of the president. Joe Biden remains the top choice of Democrats in PA. Two-thirds of the state's registered voters say they are very interested in the 2020 election. Two New York lawmakers want to know why so many people are leaving the state. Republican Senator Jim Tedisco and Democratic Assemblyman Angelo Santa Barbara are putting together an online questionnaire. They'll also be hosting roundtable discussions across the state. New York's losing its population at a faster rate than any state in America. Last year, 77,000 people headed for the exits. Time to get the lead out. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf targeting lead and asbestos contamination across the Commonwealth. He says too many daycares, homes, and schools contain toxic levels of lead.
Teachers and parents across the Commonwealth have done what they can to make the schools our children are attending safe, but local level funding is limited, and they've been pleading to the state for help. I've heard him.
The governor wants to spend over $1 billion to clean up those toxins. State Senator Vincent Hughes.
Too many Pennsylvanians live their lives in toxic homes, send their babies to toxic daycare facilities, and allow their children to attend toxic schools.
Governor Wolf will have more to say about his lead abatement and asbestos remediation plans next Tuesday during his state budget address. A Pennsylvania teacher who says she was fired from her job at a Catholic school because she was pregnant and not married has lost her bid for reinstatement. The judge, however, says he will allow her to proceed with a discrimination lawsuit against the Diocese of Harrisburg. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell hinting that significant renovations could be coming to the home of the Buffalo Bills, New Era Field.
We all want the Buffalo Bills to continue to be in Buffalo, to be successful. A stadium that is going to be competitive with other stadiums around the league is going to be important in that context. And I think everyone's committed to that, whether it's a new significant renovation or whether it's a completely new facility in a new location.
Goodell expects a decision on stadium upgrades in the coming months. The Bills have polled their fans on what they think, and the results of that poll should be coming soon. As we get ready for the big game Sunday, Wallet Hub out with its annual survey of the best football cities in America, and Buffalo, New York is number 13 on that list. Mostly because of affordable tickets and fan support, the number one football city is Pittsburgh. Who else? According to Wallet Hub. Time next for that nightly market report. It is brought to you, as always, by the fine folks at Ambassador Advisors. How did Wall Street do today? Let's find out from Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks trading higher in the final minutes of today's session, erasing declines from earlier in the day as investors assess the latest data from the deadly coronavirus. The Dow was up 125 points, the Nasdaq rose 24, and the S&P 500 gained 10. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you kindly, Dave. This is the 5 o'clock report, a Thursday edition on Family Life.
Time now for today's MoneyWise Minute with teacher Rob West.
Growing numbers of seniors are vulnerable to scammers these days, but you can help an elderly family member or friend avoid financial exploitation. The first thing you can do is listen. An early trouble sign could be a senior expressing confusion about bills, or that people are pressuring them for money, or that money is missing. But also watch for trouble, like bills piling up, or withdrawals, transfers, and debits they're reluctant to explain. Also, changes to a will or trust, power of attorney, and beneficiaries could be signs of unwanted pressure. If you think a senior is being scammed, contact law enforcement, Adult Protective Services, if your county has that office. The sooner you act, the more you'll minimize the financial damage.
You can learn more about saving, spending, and managing your money God's way when you check out our books and other resources at moneywise.org.
Big trade, maybe? Big League Baseball, son.
Yeah, Boston Red Sox in deep talks with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Talk about the rich getting richer. For all-star right fielder Mookie Betts and maybe veteran left-hander David Price, Red Sox have tried to sign Betts to a long-term deal. He hasn't done it. He'll be eligible for free agency after the 2020 season. Many say he'll be gone before the trade deadline. Price is said to be paid $96 million over the next 3 years at 34 years old. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
On the ice tonight, Sabres at home with Carter Hutton in the net. Lena Solomon, of course, is out there taking on the Montreal Canadiens. New Jersey at home against Nashville. NBA Cavaliers at home against the world champion Raptors. 76ers in Atlanta against Trae Young and the Hawks. Trae Young playing some good ball. Women's college basketball, Penn State at home, getting a shot at number 18, Iowa State. Pitt at home against Wake Forest. St. Bonaventure traveling to Pittsburgh to take on Duquesne. Niagara at Siena. Syracuse hosting Virginia Tech. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delfiette.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Well, we've got a fairly cloudy spell coming up, and there will be a little bit of precipitation, but no big issues, no big storms, no bitter blasts, no significant serious winter weather is foreseen. Our call for the night tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies, low temperatures mainly 20s. Tomorrow, rather cloudy skies. Could be a flurry or even a sprinkle in areas near Lake Erie later in the day. High temperatures in the 30s. Saturday, and for that matter Sunday, cloudy with a bit of snow or flurries, maybe a little drizzle or some sprinkles, with high temperatures in the 30s and the lower 40s. It turns milder early next week, only to turn colder again with some snow later next week.
All right, Kevin, great job as always at the Weather Center. Finally at 5, some third graders at a Williamsport, Pennsylvania area elementary school making Valentine's Day cards for soldiers, active duty soldiers, and veterans who have roots in Lycoming County. Their teacher is Lisa Lynch.
Valentine's Day is the holiday for love, so I was just thinking that we love our military, so it would be fun to make cards for them and tell them that.
How about that? Third grader Elena Gerton says it's important to honor those who sacrifice for us.
We're thinking about them, and we're happy that they're doing this work for us because they're spending their time away from their family just for us.
Several of the students in the third grade class at the Hepburn Lycoming Primary School there near Williamsport have family members who are in the military, and that school expects to ship out hundreds of Valentine's Day cards to troops in all 5 branches of the military. Way to go, third graders. Gotta love it.
Gotta go over here.
Here we go. Gotta ring the bell.
Somebody moved the bell on Sonny.